Our reporter Chris Conway is at St James's Park this lunchtime, where tributes are already being made, Chris.
Yes, that's right. I'm stood here next to the Sir Bobby Robson statue at St James's Park, and already fans are beginning to arrive. At Sir Bobby's feet, there are two wreaths with messages of sympathy, along with two black and white Newcastle United shirts. There are also bouquets of flowers, which have been placed by those who knew the two men. One bears the message from Sam and Scott, saying that the two men will always be in their hearts. The club say the loss of the two lifelong Newcastle fans is truly devastating news. While in the last hour, Newcastle goalie Tim Krull has tweeted, "Our thoughts are with all the families." Well, just days on and tributes and people continue to arrive here at St James's Park. The pavement next to the steps of the players' entrance is covered with floral tributes to John Alder and Liam Sweeney. There are wreaths, bouquets of flowers and flags bearing personal messages. And there are also plenty of black and white Newcastle United shirts and scarves, all carrying written tributes to the two men who were lifelong Newcastle fans.
Thank you very much, Chris. That's our reporter Chris Conway there live from St James's Park, and we'll cross back live to Chris before the memorial starts at midday.
And as you've been hearing this morning, one of the directors of Kendal Town Football Club has resigned from his post after being charged by the Football Association for posting abusive and insulting comments on social media. Mr O'Callaghan spoke to BBC Radio Cumbria before his resignation was announced. He told Chris Conway he never intended to cause offence.
As far as I was concerned, there's no malice in the remark whatsoever, to the best of my knowledge.
The term has been seen by some as being anti-Semitic, racist even, but you would say you are not racist, you are not anti-Semitic?
Not in one slight bit, no. As far as I'm concerned, it's a bit of banter. It's what Chelsea fans have always referred to Tottenham as.
Do you regret posting it now?
Of course I do, yes. I don't want to be associated with something like this.
Gun and explosives have been found at a house in Newcastle. It comes after the area was cordoned off by police on Monday, with residents forced to leave their homes. Our reporter Chris Conway joins us now. What more have the police updated us on, Chris?
Good morning, Alfie. Yes, I'm outside Hamilton Place this morning, and this all started on Monday morning when police were called to Hamilton Place in the west end of Newcastle city centre. The Army Bomb Squad were also called in from Catterick, and when searching the house, they found firearms, a quantity of ammunition and homemade explosive devices.
The way things are being financially in the UK, it's more families finding themselves in difficult situations with housing. So that's kind of what's inspired me to go for shelter this year.
So we're coming last 100 yards. Should we have a sprint to the finish? Come on, sprint to the finish. And you've beat me. I'm not surprised. And she's beat me. Manly, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Photo finish.
Chris Conway was claiming that he let her beat him.
He was definitely chatting her up, wasn't he?
Anyway, that's former Spice Girl Mel C being chased by Chris Conway.